Mem Gimel of an Aleph, right to the Gemara on the bottom of the page. Amar Abayi. Now, if you look inside of the Gemara, you have inside of the Gemara, you have the new Gemara, right? Amar Abayi. You can look in Gak. No, let's first do one more line. Amar Abayi. The Tzach Mei Ma Biyem Plani V'Shal Plani V'Makam Plani V'Dilma Ik of Diyad V'Yosu Mei Zemu that we did yesterday. You have to say that when they make the announcement, I would think I'm just going to be killed. You have to say that the person did this Avera. And you have to ask the date and the place, so that maybe there's someone that's going to be out who's going to hear the announcement, and they're going to be come forward and say Imanu Hayisa, right?
Which we did before as well.
Right. So when they make the announcement, right? Exactly. We want to publicize the event in order that maybe someone come forward and say next. U'v'choroiz yoytzei lefana. Chor means an announcement. Now choroiz means more than an announcement. I think it means an announcer. How do they translate in the article of the choroiz? How do they translate the word over there? V'choroiz. The Mishnah says,
Adamachos,
say fun now. Look at the side of the Gemara. You have the side of the Gemara. The Chorez of the Fanaf. The Hagoyis Vitzionim. Joking. You don't have over here the new edition? Pella. Okay, so you have to take my Gemara. This is very disturbing. You don't have it? Okay, this base. Okay? With Fusiyah. There's a whole chunk of Gemara here that's missing. Okay, the chunk of that's missing over here is
the sensor.
Okay, b'tfus yav shalifnei sensor. Okay, b'tfus yav shalifnei has before the sensor. Nois is moisif may karoloi, which means that they don't do it 40 days. So it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says the chogis lefanav ish pani. They said 40 days. So therefore, they don't do it before. Avya telling the brayso the erev of Pesach tol uhu liyeshu hanoitri. Haramaisa?
Erev
Pesach, they killed Yeshua Notri. They hung him, okay, Yeshua Notri. This was the Last Supper. I don't know, but it says over here, Be'erev Pesach. Hello, Mr. Black, how are you? Okay, Be'erev Pesach. I hope you have your Gemara, this Hagoyis. I don't know if you have it, maybe look in this Gemara. I don't know if you have this full doing it. Just over here now, on the side of Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay. Mem Gimel of an Aleph. This has the Haggadah. Okay, this has it. When do you say this? Of. Look at the Rashi. Wearing this black thing.
You keep on telling me I'm the Rashi. It's getting
all
to my
head. All the way down
to my head. No pun intended. No pun
included. A Bekashan one. What's this? Trying to scare me?
Yep. Kind of. Same machine.
So over here we're learning over here the side of the Gemara. It says over here that they announced the Moses of Chorozios will fund of Abraham on 40 days. Gemara says not before. We had Tanya by Pesach to move Liyeshu. It says Erev Pesach they hung up Liyeshu on the tree. It was Erev Pesach.
Then Gimel Aleph.
Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph. We're learning over here the last side of the Gemara. This is the Haggadah. The Haggadah, you have it inside?
They don't make Jews like Yashka anymore. Thank God.
Where did we come from?
Is that it?
Yeah. Maybe we're more religious. Okay, it says we are tiny. It says a guy said.
Testing.
No, it's on. Listen, there's no listening anyway. No. Even Ruben Shalom. Hashem doesn't go on the internet. It's Tommy. Hashem won't go on the
internet. Hashem doesn't have to go on the internet because he knows everything without going on the internet.
It's Tommy, the internet. It's Tommy.
Let's learn about him, Luke. Let's go.
So it's over here, Ve'er Pesach Tulu L'Yeshua Notri, V'achruz Yotze L'Fon of our Borim, 40 days before Yeshua Notri, they were, there was an announcement. So that means, when was that? It means 10 days before Purim. Think about that. Purim is on the 14th day, 15 days, that means on the 5th day, that means every year, on the 5th day of Adar, it's the anniversary of the Kruz. The Kruz, that was Yotze L'Fon of the Yeshua Notri, is about to be hung.
How come there's no holiday
They should suspend parking. Alternate side should be suspended on the 5th day of Adar. because the Kroy is Yotze Lefanav. Right? Yotze Lefanav, Arboram Yom, Yeshua Neitri, Yotze Lisakel, Yeshua was being taken out to be killed. Al Shekishef Vehesis Vedich, because he did three things. Shekishef Vehesis Vedich, he did three things. He Kishef, Kishef means sorcery. Vehesis, he misled. He influenced people to abandon Hashem. Vidiach, two different words, I don't know what the difference between these two words are. As Yisrael, call me Shoydeh Lo Yisudif, instead of being 40 days and they announce him, call me Shoydeh Lo Yisuchus, Yavai V'yalam Nilav. Anyone that knows the Yisuchus should come forward, Bimlam Yisuchus on Yeshua Notri. V'loi Matzal Yisuchus, no one came forward for 40 days to find the Yisuchus for Yeshua Notri. So what did they do? V'taluhu, V'erei Pesach, Menele hung him up, they killed him. It seems like they killed him on Erei Pesach, and they, with the halacha, when it's killed, has to be hung. Now, by the way, all the Pesachim say that there is at least two Yeshua Notris. When they talk about, first of all, even from the Christians, we notice the fact that a lot of the history of Yeshua Notri has been hidden, has been erased, has been manipulated. So even the Christians don't know exactly the true history of Yeshua HaNotri. Okay, modern research has shown that the one that they call Yeshua Notri had a whole number of children. He was married, had children. So that goes against the whole ideology. Okay, so the whole thing is, and we Chazal tell us that there are at least two Yeshua Notris, at least. So it's a lot of the things are shrouded in mystery. All we know is that these people, they were once upon a time they look no different than people who are Shem Torah Mitzvahs.
What was the crucifixion? What was that all about?
What?
What was the crucifixion all
that's
about?
That's it. That's
the nailing.
The nailing. That's Toluhu. Toluhu.
That's the Toluhu. That wasn't Mises Besen. Toluhu on a nailing.
No,
the cross.
They hold. Well, they manipulate. I don't know. They manipulate. I don't know the.
I thought that was the Roman way of killing.
It could. So is that the first or the second way? I don't know if this is the first or the second. I don't know the answer. Fine. What are you talking about? Yeshua Notri is not a person that you look for a schus, because he's in the category of Mesis Umediach, and we learned in the Gemara before that Mesis Umediach lo Sachamol. Oh, Mesis Hu Brachmun Ama lo Sachamol, lo Sachasilov, El lo Shani Yeshua Notri. To come with Malchus Salad, Murdiki said that Yeshua Notri, the reason why they gave 40 days, really the truth is that Yeshua Notri should not have his chos. They should not have made the announcement 40 days. The only reason why they made an exception, they gave him 40 days before they killed him, was because since he's covered Malchus, there's a new Yisrael that I don't know if historians know about this, is that he was part of the Roman government, covered Malchus. Did they say such a thing? I don't know about the history. Mela, they gave him 40 days as a Pel de Gazach, is that influenced Chazal. Just because he was covered Malchus, they changed Allah Yeshua Notri. It's a Pella. This whole Gemara is Mamash Pella. Torah Barna, then was Chamisha Talmidim Hayu Yeshua Notri at 5 Talmidim Elohein. Now this Gemara, you should know. What are you doing over here?
I don't get to see where Rosh Hashanah is.
This Gemara over here, why? Daf Yomi, we're doing Rosh Hashanah. What is it doing?
I'm worried about Daf Yomi.
So this Gemara over here, you should know, is Mamash. What we're about to read over here now is all of the Yesodis of Christianity. I'm telling you, you cannot imagine how deep this Gemara is. Every argument, every argument that the Notzrim have argued against us in the history of Klal Yisrael is all merumas in what it says now in the next words of this Gemara. This Gemara is mamish dvar ha'omdim merumas shemoylam, what it says over here. Now, ve'eluhim, who are the five Talmidim? Masai, Nakai, Netzer, Bonai, ve'toidah. These are the five students of Yeshua Notzrim. Each one represents a different branch of Christianity of what they represented. Asyul le Masai, they brought Masai to kill him also. They not only did they kill Yeshua, they killed his five students. For a grand total of six people were killed Erev Pesach. That's what it seems. Amaluhu Masai Yehoregi. So the Masai, before they killed him, he said, Masai Yehoreg. Haksim says in the Pasik, Masai Avoy Ve'ereb Pnehu Elokim. Now what in the world does that have to do with anything? Beats me. When will I come and see Pnehu Elokim? Amaluhu, they said to him, in yes, Masai Yehoreg. The Chassid says, Mosa Yomos Avad Shmo. When will he die? And when will he die? Next, so they killed him.
Shmo, yeah.
But you have to understand something. You go look at the Pesukim and you understand. Look at the Farshim and you delve very, very deep. You dig deep into this. You will discover the Seidus of Christianity. You can write here, Mamish, a PhD thesis, a postdoctorate, and see what's going on over here. What are you making faces?
So.
Vaita. Asyua le Nakai. They brought Kanai. Amalahu. So Kanai said Nakai Yehareik. Haksiv, it says, v'dnaki v'tzadik al taharoik. Okay, so therefore, that's naki. So, amru lo, in yeh, naka yehoreg. The Siv, it says, b'mistorim, in the secret places, yehoreg naki, the naki shall be killed. Next, asyu l'netzer, amru lohu netzer yehoreg. Haksiv, it says, v'netzer misharashav yifrach. Netzer will come forth from the roots. Armolo inias netze yargil, since it's possible to shlachta mikibricha kinetze v'nitav, you've been cast down from your midst like a netze or branch. That's disgusting. Asu lebonai amaluhu bonai horeg. How Simon says the possible believe the chare Yisrael amalu in bonai horeg. So it says he no chare gespincha becharecha. Asu letoida amalu toida yhareg. How Simon says the possible mizmo lesaida. And yes, to the heart, this is the past thing. Okay, that ends the Gemara. Amr Shem Levi, call in Dishma, B'dfusim, B'dnehat, a censor. Everything that we just read has been deleted in the text with the censor. They had to hit the heat, nu, midfusiat, in her sophis, tikunim, alpi, kisfayat. So, how do you like that? Okay, so we just learned the Gemara that has been missing from our standard editions for how many years? For who knows how many years, for a thousand, probably a thousand years. Not thousands, about a thousand years. Maybe a little bit less, maybe for 700 years, 600 years. And now we've inserted back in the Gemara, Machsa Tal Yoshna, and this Gemara obviously alludes to the sides of what these people are all about. Sure. Vaita. Next Gemara, the Gemara says, so the Fadim Nikolo, so back in the Gemara, so they didn't do it in advance. They didn't go give it really the Gemara. Obviously, that's it. Now, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. The Gemara stops in the middle of the Gemara, and the only way you can see what the Gemara means is by reading this whole Gemara. Going to the Gemara, now you understand what the Gemara actually meant. Now, can I go to the next piece of the Gemara? It says, New Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, call Azveach, Yes Yitzray, Umisvade, Allah, anyone that slaughters his Yitzahara, anyone that sacrifices Yitzahara, Umisvade, Allah, and confesses, Male, Allah, because of Kilu, Kibjay, Liach, Lishbaruch, Bishne, Allah, Sizak, they use Mechab, and Hashem in two worlds. If you overcome your Yitzahara, you Mechab, Hashem in two worlds, this method will seem to be Zveach, Tayda, Yechab, Da Nini. There are two nuns. The two nuns represent this world and the next world. What does that teach you about? What does that teach you about the two nuns, two opposite nuns, opposite down nuns, by the He, Bin Sarayin? It's all Tali Zebzeb. By He, Bin Sarayin. So therefore, there it's destroying your enemies. Who's the enemy? By He, Bin Sarayin. By He, Bin Sarayin. Who are the enemies? So you think Amalek, the Goyim. The enemy is right here. You're looking at him. That's right, you're looking at him right here. But it's more, look at that, you got him to laugh, look at that. You see a clown, it doesn't say anywhere that a rabbi goes to Elam Haba. It says the entertainers go to Elam Haba. So the Gemara says the entertainers go to Elam Haba. That's why today all the Russian shivas, they're trying to change, to morph into entertainers. That way they'll go to Elam Haba. So therefore it says over here, there are two nuns. The two nuns represent therefore it's the yates are within you. It's within you. So Mele Vayihi, when you learn Torah, Vayihi bin Soyeha Arain, Vayoy Mashakumashim Yafutsu Oydecha, who's the Oydecha? Who's the Oydecha? Look at this in the Gemara says here, who's the Oydecha? The Oydecha says...
It's the Mechama Oydecha, this week's parasha.
Who is the Oydecha? The Oydecha over here is what this Gemara says, Zoyveach, Toida, it's called Zoyveach Yitzroi, the enemy is the Yitzhara, that's the enemy. The male is left the two worlds, Elam HaZeh Elam HaZeh. That's why the two nuns surround the Pasuk. It's coming to connect you to this Pasuk, Yechab Donini.
Why are you zechet to two worlds?
You should
be only zechet to the world to come.
World to come?
Because you killed the Yates, so you're zechet to the world to come. What does it have to do with this world?
If you don't have Elam HaZeh, you don't have Elam HaBa.
Oh. That's what I want to hear.
I'm telling you, Yisrael. People who live in Simsum, and they live in bunkers, and they have no Hanuk Melam Ha'alam Hazeh, they burn out. They burn out like a Hanukkah candle. And that's it. They're gone. You have to go and be Nenef Melam Hazeh to channel the pleasure you have for Elam Haba. You gotta live big.
So what was that person that said, I didn't even, my little pinky didn't have enough in this world? What was that all about?
What was all that Rabbeinu HaKadosh?
He was richest guy in the world.
You have to understand what that means. You have to understand that. Let's put that aside. It's a very good kasha, but that's not a pasha. That's not for us today. To us today, we learn very pasha. If you're not going to be Nechmel Mazeh, you're not going to have Elam Haba. They're totally Zeb Zeh. They're two upside down nuns. Okay, so you see over here this Gemara?
His name is Meshulach. He went to a rich guy. He said, okay, and he gave him a night check. And the rich guy, okay, Elam Haba you can have. Was it there? Elam Hazeh.
Oh. So did he get another check? The other check, weiter. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel Levi Bizman Shabbat 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 If you have a base hamigdash, we one carbon, you can one carbon. If you're humble, even with zman hazeh, you can be humble. Yeah?
Humble with tshuva.
So memela, it's kilu yamak of all the carbonists in the belt. How do you know that?
That's meant shvola. You have to understand. Shvola means charata and chayzid tshuva.
You have to, it's Rosh Tevis. Shvola, what it means, shin, pei, lam, hey, Rosh Tevis, all different types of humility. Right, someone told me a shah. Shah is an hour. An hour, every you have to break it down into three parts. The first, third of me, it's shah, shiflus. Ayin is anava. And he is hachna. So the first 20 minutes, shiflus. The second 20 minutes, ayin is anova. And the third 20 minutes is hachna. So right now, we're only in the first. So right now, it's shiflus. Right now, shiflus. Soon, it's going to be 20. It's going to be hachna. Anova. And hachna. Okay? Rosh Hashanah. Zayta. Ma'alav kaskil lukhiko kakakakulam shenemar zivchei lukhiburuach. It says zivchei. Beloshen rabim. Multiple sacrifices. Elokim ruach nishbara. A person who breaks his spirit is as if he has offered to the Ribbono Nishalom zivchei multiple sacrifices. A person's prayers will not be rejected. Elokim lo sivazeh. Hashem will not reject his prayers. Okay, so we're done. We did this Gemara. Beautiful Gemara. Got it. Everything is good. Everything is good.
Beautiful.
Okay, right, next. When the person was at a distance of 10 amas, okay, it's 15 feet away from the base of Schilus, so they tell the person it's now time to confess. Vidui, it's time for the last rites.
No.
Last rites. Misvade, Aymullah has father confessed. Misvade, Shekinder kol ha-mumos. Anyone that is mumos and misvadin, Shekol ha-misvade, yesh loy
chayim. Anyone
who's going to
die.
Anyone who's about to die. Anyone should, no, it says, it doesn't say that.
No?
It says, Shekol ha-misvade.
Kol ha-mumsin, what does that mean?
All people put to death. The whole, anyone that is put
misvadin.
To death. Misvadim, and then it goes on. Shekol ha-misvadeh. Anyone that confess before they die, yesh lechel yom haba. So that's why this is the makar from the halacha. You do vidui when a person is holding
before they die.
You'd see us the shama. You do vidui if a person, unless a person is not in a madrega, do vidui. Then someone does it for him. So hopefully, the person can hear and you say
that.
What?
I never understood that. I do vidui for somebody who's totally out.
So the assumption is that you don't know. You don't know when a person is that matziv.
Right.
His neshama already is beginning to harvest. So memelu, you assume that the neshama is process death. It's not instantaneous.
Right.
It's a process. So the person who is holding the matzah, who is a guy says, right. The neshama is receptive to hearing things right. That you may not be aware of. And when you do vidui, the neshama is listening and he's in misvata. And it's a very great chesed to do for the person to say vidui with him when he is dying. If he can do it on his own, kol hakavod. But if he can't do it on his own, therefore there's a minute he saw that you should say the vidui for him in order to maybe his neshama will hear. There will be some darga of vidui and it comes over here from when it's over here in this mishnah of Sanhedrin Daf Mem Gimel. Where is the makar of vidui? Is ochan. Achan is Yeshua. He wrote, we say vidui every single day. Before you finish davening, you have to say vidui. When you say vidui, Al-Kain Nekaveh. Al-Kain Nekaveh, Hashem, the second half of Aleinu, who is the one who composed? The second half of Aleinu, Achan. How do you know that? Because the first three letters are Al, is Ayin, Kain, is therefore Nekaveh, is Achan. So what are you doing? You basically, the Hasidim, they say vidui, they say the Gansach. They say Hashem, you ever done
Mrs. Sart? Never saw it.
You never saw it?
Never.
You never saw it?
No.
But Litvaks, the Litvaks don't do it. Why don't they do it?
Don't do it either.
Why don't the Litvaks do it? Because they say Aleinu. They say Aleinu. Aleinu itself is the Vidu. Aleinu, when you say Alkei Nekavelu Hashem Elokeinu, you mazkir Ochan. And when you mazkir Ochan, right away it brings to your mind the Daf Mem Gimel on the Beis in the Sechel Sanhedrin.
You're talking about Hashem by Tachnun.
Tachnun.
Okay.
Until Shamnu, so Nusach Svard, every
they
single day, they say Shamnu, Baganu, Gozanu,
Bibandofi, Havinu. So you say the Litvaks do by Kankalcha? So why don't they clap the whole time?
Why don't they clap? You don't have, you need, when you say Alkein Nekaveh, Alkein Nekaveh, you right away think about, you think about Ochan, you right away, it brings you to Daf Mem Gimel Beis, Baganu, Sugi Gemara, which we Mekor for Vidui, is Ochan. Memela, you don't have to go through the Gantz Sach of clapping. All you have to do is just say Ochan. Ochan already is enough to be masked the all of the Din of Vidui. It's very important you say to know this when you say Alkein Kaveh, it's a Din of Vidui. A Vidui. Okay? So this is sort of why we
famous,
say Alkein
Kaveh. Famous Ochan.
Ochan.
Famous Ochan.
Ochan was not.
He took property.
Ochan. So let's see. Therefore, the more we dash over here now, Shechem Asim Ochan, let's see if Shechem Asim Ochan, Shechem Asim Yeshua Beni. Yeshua said, Ochan, you took, what did you stole from the spoils of you, Yichayim? And therefore, because of you, Asniel, who died? Asniel, Yoher ben Menashe. Yoher ben Menashe, who was Shechem Asim Ochan, who was Shechem Asim Ochan, who died. And the male, it's because of your sin. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelo Zev. Because of your sin, you took the spoils, like you did, Mimela, Yahir Ben Menashe was Niftar Le'alama, and Mimela, Achan, confess your sin, B'ni Simno Kovod LaHashem, Elokei Yisrael, V'sin Lo Yitoida, and give him confession. Now notice, Murdik Yisrael, that whenever it's Misvada, does the ultimate Kovod. Kovod to the Rebbein Yisraelim, we hear in the Pasuk, is defined as Vidri. We think you give kovet means you give a check. You write a check, you put your name in the building, you give kovet to the Rebbein Shalom, I'm giving my money to you. This is not the kovet. The kovet shamayim is misvade. It's a fair shapasa.
How do you do the bigger kovet? It's not big kovet in the first place.
But if a person, but the ikur kovet for the Rebbein Shalom, the Pasuk was teaching a Murdik, he said the ikur kovet the Rebbein Shalom is to be misvade. So it says, V'sen lo yitoida, V'yani ochan es Yeshua v'yema omna, omna, and it's correct. Omna. And look at the nusach. The nusach of vidu is critical. This is the God simple car for vidu. You have to understand what the Marv says. Omna, that's the first word. You didn't. If you were writing this pasuk, you wouldn't write the word omna. Omna means correct. Omna means. How do they translate? It's a hard word to translate. Omna means it means basically amen. Aleph mem nun. Aleph mem nun. It means correct. What does amen mean? Amen v'amen. Amen. You are correct. I affirm. I affirm that I'm guilty. It's not just enough to say, oh, chatasi v'sfrati. You have to express with sincerity, I agree, kel melech neman. I'm telling you with the ultimate seriousness, you are correct, I have sinned. You just can't clap. Clapping is not going to do anything for you if you're not sincere in your confession. That's what the word omna is teaching you in the Gemara. Okay? Anochi chatasi v'chazois v'chazois, I have the dust in us. Which means just like you have caused us to be guilty. Ochar means just like you have caused
ruined.
Us to be ruined with the death of Yohar ben Menashe, so to I'm cursing you, Ochan, Hashem, Hashem ruin you. Bayoyim hazeh with your death.
What kind of words is that? With he's doing vidui over here, and he's telling him, "You'll be cursed."
Yeah. He's saying that you're going to die in this world, but that they're saying, you're going to die. Death. He did the aver. He has to die, but the nisa will be a kapara that he will merit olam haba. But at least in this world, his life is now being cut short. He could have had the opportunity to do many more mitzvahs, and now me'achar tanu, just like you have caused us to be ruined, so to me Hashem cause. You to be ruined, ya karucha Hashem, may Hashem cause you to be ruined by Yom Hazeh. Where makes a drasha? By Yom Hazeh ato achor, if yato achor liyahva, you're going to be ruined in this day, but you're not going to be ruined in the next one. In this world, zeh, you're only going to be ruined today. Today you're going to die, but in the next world, you're going to live on. And that's the bracha. Let's say he does not know how to say vidui. Armuloi emor. Just say to him, you don't have to say, you don't know the whole thing, they'll say, achatos, if you just say the simple word, just say simple, emar to hey, misasi kapara al kol avanasai, he should say simple words, may my death be an atonement for all of my sins. Rabbi Huda Omer says, if he knows that he's innocent, if he knows and he says, listen, I know over here, this is a total fraud, you have two witnesses, I know for a fact these two witnesses are lying, they were in a different place, different time, they have no way of knowing this, and it's a lie, and you're killing me anyway, you're killing me in this man, so you should say then to hey, me sasi kapara, I'll call over and say, chutz mi avon zeh. He can say this, say, I want to declare before I die, before you kill me, I want to let the world know, for the record, just for the record, let the record state that I deny that I've done anything bad. I've not done this. These witnesses are liars. You're killing me because that's the law. That's the law you're killing me. Halavai my misash mi akapar for all of my sins, but not for this sin. Because this sin I did not commit. He has a right to state his preference, to make a statement, which will be recorded for posterity, that he denies that he has done any harm. Amrullah, they said, no, you should never do that. The Bezin does not let him say this. Amrullah, imkain, you call Adam, imkain kideil lenakos atzman. Then if you're going to let him say this, everyone's going to say this, because people do not want to leave this world with a bad reputation. That's the very worst thing. Amrdik and Mitzias, the worst thing. Every single person, when a person is about to die, he reflects over his entire life and he asks himself the question, what did I accomplish in my lifetime? At least let me leave this world with a reputation. I'm a good man. They're killing me in Bezin, so I can deny it. I can lie. It's my word against their word. So Bezin does not want that to be done. The most say to him, why not? The Mela, they muzzle him. If Bezin gets a sense that this fellow is going to make this statement, then you can't hold him back. But if you get a sense that he's going to make the statement, they can make that assessment. They have professional psychologists that come in and see his state of mind. Then they put some masking tape on his mouth to prevent him from making such a statement.
Duct tape.
So there should not be any. There should not be any record that he denies that he has that he's an innocent man. Tana Rabbanan. It's unbelievable. This Mishnah is jam-packed with psychology, jam-packed with halachas. You know, we all brainwashed about you, but I'm all brainwashed with Hollywood. You know, the Hollywood trial case and how everything plays out. That's what I think about a trial. I think many people in trial, and you see the Gemara. You see the Gemara. It's a whole different world. The Chazal, the way a person goes on trial, it's not law and order. This is a whole different world.
It brings up the Rashi also the Yotzi Lazal Hadayonah Vala.
The Gemara said that. Yeah. The Gemara said in a few moments. No, Yeshua said to Acha, no, please, I beg you, Eino El Loshem Akasha, B'shasha Machadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshua Chotei, so even though he begged him, please confess. I'm not going to force you, I'm not going to torture you. There's no torture. We don't torture a person to confess. Not like today, American waterboarding, no waterboarding in Bezdin. You hear that, Hermes? That's another Yisait. We ask you to confess. Fine. B'shasha Omar Akash Baruch Hu, the Mordim Medrash, B'shasha Machadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshua Chotei Yisrael, they have sinned. Tell me who sinned. So Hashem said to Yeshua, am I a table bearer? You didn't learn Hilchos Chafetz Chaim. What do you think? You think I'm going to tell you Lashon Hara? You're asking me to tell you who is the guilty person who took from the spoils of Yericho? I'm not a person who goes and tells Lashon Hara. Lech Kapel Garolos, go cast lots. Holach, the people garolos, the people garolos, Ochan, the Kiran Ochan. Amala Yoshua, Begorol Atabo Alai, so Ochan said, Yoshua, he was disrespectful, he called by his first name, Yoshua, he didn't call him Rabbi Yoshua. Yoshua, Begorol Atabo Alai, you coming to declare me guilty by a girl? The girl has to fall on someone, so someone's going to be guilty, so it's not fair. Ata, if I would cast lots against you and Elazar, you and your Kohen Gadol, so therefore it's not fair just because the lottery has to come, someone has to be guilty, someone's got to win the lottery.
This is before they picked it, obviously.
When they picked it. So Amalo, so Yeshua says, listen, don't be mighty last. You're saying very good. But if you're not going to confess, and then when we're going to eventually divide the land, then people are going to say the garolas have no legitimacy. Then this Gemara is so amazing, you can't even imagine, because look at this. The Gemara is saying that the chalukah of Eretz Yisrael, every person who lives in Eretz Yisrael, in their piece of land, why are they masking to the garol? Achan. Just like Achan, it was a garol, and Achan said, that's right, I'm guilty, I did this, this, and this, and this, and he confessed all the sins, he proved all the evidence that he did it, so people were in the shtayim. Look, the girl is emes, the girl is menash shemayim. Memela, when we take our chilek in the land, I live along the Mediterranean, you live in the mountain, you live over here, it's mamash alpi Hashem. So living in Eretz Yisrael, the girl, the fact that people were maiminim in the girl, was because of Achan. Now you understand why in Aleinu, who composed Aleinu? Yehoshua. What was Yeshua's tafkid? To divide Eretz Yisrael. Who was his partner in the division of Eretz Yisrael? Ochan. Why? Because if Yeshua would have just cast lots to give everyone the chug in Eretz Yisrael, people would complain. Who says I should get by the river, by over here, by over there? Maybe the lottery is just like the New York State lottery.
Fixed.
It's fixed. But now that Ochan, Harasha, he did the terrible things, and he confessed, and the girl, he could admit the girl is MS. Oh, so now when Yehoshua divided the land, it was MS. So Yimela Ochan is a shutif with Yoshua in the Chalukah Ha'aretz. That's why it has to be the Alkei Nekave is attached to Aleinu. Aleinu is Yoshua and Alkei Nekave is Ochan. Okay?
Beautiful.
So we have two Yisoidus in Aleinu. Number one is Vidui. You don't have to be like the Sardim who go and they clap. I heard once a very big Rav says, I don't understand why the Hasidim they clap. Who has time to all these averis? Who has time? You clap by Shachris and you clap by Mincha again. There's not enough time from Shachris to Mincha to do all the averis again. How do you have? So you have to clap.
Cumulative averis.
Right. That's why Taka. They don't do averis. Tain, give confession. Amravina Shachude Shachde Dumile. Yeshua tried to bribe him. Yeshua said to him. Yeshua said he was not going. So Yeshua tried to sweeten him up to get him to confess. In other words, it's very palpable. The Gemara seems to say that he misled him. We're not going to kill you. We're not going to kill you. Just confess. If you confess, you go off free. Like in America. In America, if you confess to your crimes, they go very easy on you.
The teacher says, admit you did.
That's it. And then Yeshua fooled him. It's a palpable Gemara. He confessed and then he killed him. He still killed him. Tan leitu v'hi poter. Hafle v'ofele. You'll be exempt. Miyad vayan ochan es Yeshua v'yimer amna anoch chatosi l'ashem l'ke Yisrael v'chazuz l'chosisi. And yet Yeshua still killed him. So how do you type this? It's, oh, but it's is the mamisha. He what's going on over here?
Motulayla adon
l'shanas v'yisholam. That's what it says there? And the side of the bottom bar? It's a pel, mamisha pel. Vayit amar Rabbi Asi amar v'chanin amal mamisha mal ochan. Now that's chazois v'chazois. Why is it zayis zayis? So it means he did three avers. This was not the first time that he sinned. It's not the first time. When a person does an avera, you can always find a person's a murderer. Then he killed those who lost in the last 20 years. He's responsible. A person doesn't sin once. A person sins many times. So therefore, I'm a rasim yichnina melamed shemol ochan b'shloisha charamim shnayim b'mei Moshe two b'mei Moshe Rabbeinu v'yachav b'mei Yehoshua shnema chazois v'chazois asisi. So there's three words. Asisi is one. Chazayitz for those three did three twins. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a mishum of Lozbi Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Chamisha. He did five. I'm a Meimayish of Yochanan Yeshua Shimon Noach Anochi Chatasi. That's another two. Chatasi 1-2. V'chazayitz v'chazayitz Asisi. So we dash in even the word Anochi. Since that was part of the sequence of words, it's five times. V'ad hash the my time alo I anush. This is a Yisoy. Stick a piece of Gemara. How come Hashem did not punish Achan until they came into Eretz Yisrael? How come he was able to get away with it in time of Moshe Rabbeinu? So Gemara is Moshe Kisur of Yochanan Mishum the Rabbi Lozman Hashemin Lofish Shloy Anush Alot Stavus Ashavu Ashavu Sayardin. Hashem did not punish their secret sins. Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu until they came into the Yarden. Came to the Yarden, then Hashem begins to punish even for secret sins. In fact, the Gemara Kitanoi, not everyone agrees. There's a Tana that says that Hashem never punishes for secret sins. Hashem only punishes for open sins. So therefore, why then did Achan was he punished? Why then was he punished for
all
the... Why there are so many dots on these two words? And why is there ad olam? Okay, there's so many dots over here. Melamed shalei onash al anistodes ad sha'avu yishol es hayarden. Dev Rabbi Yehuda, for the dots, I don't know what the depth is, it must be some drasha. They teach you that they were not punished on the nistodes until they came into Eretz. So that's why Ochan was not punished until they came into Eretz Yisrael. What? I disagree, I hold. Does Hashem ever punish you for secret sins? Hashem never punishes a person for secret sins. Is that unbelievable?
This is over here. Lo yovei anush al klal ha'am.
Oh, the people. The individual.
The people, the individual, about the year.
Oh, very good. Very good. Gaval, if you mamish. If you didn't say this, then we would have been cheated from the Gemara.
I was going home tonight.
The maggid, the maggid of the shir, mamish fool, you give your money's worth. Is that it means the tzibur, the achrayis of the tzibur is not
arevus
is never for you.
I can't know what you're doing.
It's very positive. The tzibur arevus minister, you go minister, you don't have era. No, it's not the tzibur's problem. It's only my problem. Ella kishem shloy onash al hanistares kach leonash al anoshim shavagalui. What the Gemara means is that not only did not get punished for the nistares before they came into Eretz Yisrael, they did not get punished for the negalois. For the sins that were done in public, even for those sins, al adshav we saw sayarde. Oh, frankly, if that's the case, how come Achan was punished? Because if Achan did it was secret. So why then? So therefore, you tell me that
because the klal is not punished, he is punished.
So but who the klal was punished? Yohir ben Menashe was died. So the klal was punished. So therefore, why then the Klal shall suffer for the sins of Achan that were done bin Nistarais five times? And we're saying that Hashem never punishes the Klal for the sins that are done bin Nistar ever. So why then did Klal shall have to suffer with the loss of Yohir ben Menashe? Ela Achan my time I anush, and for the Gemara because it was not public, it was not private. This is the Mordechai Yisoyin. People knew about it because my time I anush mishum dahavu yadei be ishtoi ubanav, his wife. And his children knew what he did. His wife and his children knew. Mela, that's why. Mela, that's good. And that's why the whole tzibur. Therefore, they told the people. They told people. They posted on their social media page. his wife and children, what is that the husband's did, the whole Klal Yisrael didn't know about. Mimela, that's why Klal Yisrael suffered, Yehoshua ben Asher died. Vayit Megillah Gemara says, Choto Yisrael, Hashem says to Yehoshua, Gans Klal Yisrael has sinned. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rezalt, Afi Shechoto, Afi, the woman makes a beautiful Joshua, Afi Shechoto, Kama Yisrael Hu. Just because a person sins does not take away his status of being a Jew. It is impossible to undo your status as a Yid. Person is born Jewish, there is no way you can undo your status being Jew. Who is the one that gave us that gift? The gift, the matana, that you cannot undo your Jewishness. Yaakov Avinu. That was his contribution, because Yitzchak had the ability, if he so wished, to revoke his Jewishness. Okay? Yitzchak, how do you know that? How do you know Yitzchak can revoke his Jewishness if he so wished? Esav. Because Yitzchak and Esav were both Jewish, and Esav relinquished his Yiddishkeit, and Yitzchak did not. Yaakov went to the next Madrega, where there is insurance. It's built into the system where it cannot be revoked. Avram was the first one to become Jewish. Yitzchak was the first one to remain Jewish, and Yaakov is the first one to be Jewish. Okay, this is from Rav Chutna in the Pachad Yitzchak. He has it in Yiddish. The three different Madregos of Yiddishkeit. The first one to become Jewish, the first one to remain Jewish, and the first one to be Jewish. Yeah, it's a good word. And Yitzchak Kudin, Zchus Yom Yolein.
Amen.
What's so funny? Weiter. You're making all these soldiers, did you, by four time? Did you make all these faces by four time? No, right?
I know four time like I know you.
Right, Chato Yisrael. Omar, the word says, let's go, Vaita. Omar Rabbi Abba, Hain Rabbi Inshi, Asa de Koe Bene Chilfei. Asa means a hadas, that is together with Chilfei Aravais. Aravais, Asa Shmei, it's still called hadas, but Asa Korele, it's still called an Asa. In other words, you can't go hide. You can run, but you can't hide. That's where the Gemara is saying you can run, but you can't hide. The questions come over here. Asa, the Koyvein Chilfe, it runs, it's hiding between the Aravas. You can run, you can't hide. It's still called Asa Shnei, the Asa Korele. From this way, we have a Raya, the time of Chazal, they did not put the Aravas on the left and the Hadassim on the right. It was all mixed up together. Because when we give it a Zim, when you put the Hadassim and the Aravas all mixed together, even all mixed together, it's still called, you can't hide, I see, you're the Hadassim. Today we don't mix. Today we don't mix. We're very firm today. Today we have a machitza. The arava, the lulav is the machitza between the aravas and the hadasim. Right. The gamavru as brisi asher tzivisi oisam. Hashem said to Yeshua that not only did he take from the spoils, he has annulled. He has transgressed the covenant that I have commanded them to do. What does that mean? Gam lakul mina acherim. They took from the acherim. Gam ganu. They stole. Gam kichashu. They lied. Gam sabu bichleim, they put in the utensils. There are five things going on in this pasuk. Amar Rabbi Ilah, Mishum Yehud bar Mis bar to Melameich over Ochan al Chamisha Chum Shei Torah Shnemar Chamisha Gam. It says here five times the word Gam. From this Gemara, you learn each one of these examples. If I touch each of the chumashim, the first chumash is called Bris. The second chumash is called
Bris Milo is in Bereishis.
Right then, second it's called Lachum is called Lachum and Achirim. The third Yikra is called Ganvu. Then we have Bamidbar is Kichashu, and the Vadim is called Samu Bichlehem. Now, what is the meaning? That's not for now. But each of the Chamisha Chum Shei Torah is Merumas in these words. These words are coming to Vatayich Tamachus, the essence of the Chamisha Chum Shei Torah. Fight of Yomar, Abilah, Misham Yehuda Bebar Misparta, Ochon, Moishech, Be'olah, Soihaya. He tried to make believe he did not have a Bris Mila. To remove the bris mila, gam the bris is the bris mila. Bris. Fine, shita. What's the chiddush? Mahu the same of mitzvah gufi loypaka. You might think that it did not go that far. Why do we have to know this? Even the ochan did not go so far. That's a very big, terrible avla. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, you made for the bris the whole Eretz Yisrael. There are 13 brisos Eretz Yisrael. There are 13 brisos by bris mila. The link zed the toli zebzeh. He would not go so far. Kamashlan, that's how far he went. Okay, this is a big nesayin. Then the Romans, some of the Romans, a lot of Jews, they want to participate in the Olympics. They want to participate in sports. And in the Romans, the way they would play sports is without clothing. And if it would be discovered you don't have a bris mila, you would not be allowed to participate.
If you have a bris mila,
there were Jews that had surgical procedures in order to be moishech ba'arla, so they can participate in the sports events. So here, that's what Ochan did. Ochan, that is the rooted Anyone that does that, he's ruling the first person that we have on record to do this. The first one to do this was Ochan. What is the Nevel Yisrael? Amar Rabbi Abba Zavda, Malamid Shabol Ochan Nara Hamarasa. He was Ba on a Nara Hamarasa. What?
He's a nasty dude, this guy.
This guy's real problematic. He has problems. Right? He needs therapy. Ksif Ocha V'chi Asa Nevala. Ksif Asa V'chi Asa San Nevala. It says by Dina. It says by Dina. So Dina was not Hamarasa? Now where's that pas? Pasuk Dal that over inside the Gemara is it Parsha maybe? Yeah. This week's Parsha. Kiseitse is a Nahamarasa. This week's Parsha is a Hashachapad. This week's Parsha is Nahamarasa. And it is Kindle of Yisra Vaita. Vaita, Pshita, Mahu, the same, Madukuli Hailoi Pakanavshe. That far he would not go. Who's Achen would go so far to Badam Nahamarasa? Yeah, he did. He even went that far. Kamash Melon. He went so far. Ravina Mar, Dina, Kinahamarasa, Debisunda. When it says Nevala, it doesn't mean. Don't say that such bad things about such a person. He was a nice fellow. He didn't do that. It means that the teaching of halacha, the teaching of the death, how did they kill him? Gesundheit. How did they kill him? They didn't kill him by a chenik, streifa, or herik, sorry. They killed him with skila because they were shoved in a rust chai of skila. Amale, reish kalushlav, who never kisifa, tseva yachay Yoshua, es ochon ben zerach, viesa kesa, viesa, there's the garrison, the cloak. Vs l'shoin ha'zav, it was a tongue of gold. Vs bana vs menaysof, vs shoris ax, vs hamar, vs sonav, vs kol, vs olav, vs kolash shalo, im hu chato bana uvenaysof amne chato. So it appears that he killed his children also. Why did the children have to die for the sins of the tata? Why? It's lo yumsu aves albanim. So what? Lo yumsu aves albanim. Amal tamech im hu chato kol yishol amne chato, but it says d'chsev v'chol yishol imo. It says the gans klal yishol was imo. So obviously when it says chol yishol imo, it doesn't mean they were put to death. It doesn't mean that the whole klal yishol were put to death. Obviously not. So, but it says they took the whole klal yishol was taken out with him when they were put him to death. So just like when it says v'chol yishol imo, it does not mean that they were put to death. It means they were there to watch. Laman yishmu v'irohu v'lo yizidun oid. Likewise, the children were shown what is happening to their father because the father was not a good mechanich. He was a bad example, and they should not follow in his ways. We're trying to save the children. This is therapy. This is a very complex type of therapy
so
for the children.
Says the yisklu isim ba'avonim is lav.
They should see what right. Lav they would kill. They wouldn't kill.
Isim ba'avonim. What? It says the yisklu isim ba'avonim. The pasuk.
Well, which part? Wait.
The pasuk. Are you guys? Yes.
Yeah.
The end of the pasuk.
Yeah.
Doesn't snap both down it, but I see over here. Yisklu isim ba'avonim. You see on the side. Sitaka says the yisklu isim ba'avonim.
Pasuk. Hey, wait me 1 second. 1 second. Shuye, v'cholosh nazavos, v'shoyu v'yeschamar v'yeschayne v'yeshalov v'yeskolash shalov v'chol yishol imoy v'yalu oisam enikal ocher. What are you talking? Where are you reading from?
Hayikach Yeshua es ocher ben zerach es akes es haderes es l'shayne azov es banav es benayser es shoyu v'yeschamar v'yeschayne v'yeshalov v'yeskolash shalov v'yisrufu oisam be'ish v'yeskulu oisam ba'avanim. This is v'yeskulu oisai ba'avanim.
I don't have a pasuk. What are you reading from? You have a pasuk?
Yeshua zayin chavdal chavei.
Oh, they're going to write to the next pasuk. You're reading to the next pasuk. Okay,
yeah,
fine.
We did that Gemara already.
Right, but you're reading, it doesn't end in the Gemara here.
Yeah, it does, but that's the end of the pasuk.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine. They were killed. You're telling me that you were brought out to watch what happened.
Let's see what the Gemara says. Im huchata banu lezim mechatu, amalo ultamech, im huchata kol yishol mechatu, tersid v'chol yishol imo ela lir doysan. It doesn't mean they were mamish killed. Oh, it means the children, no, the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael means Lir Dyson, it means they were there to impress upon them the severity of the sin. Lir Dyson means to be righted, to give them Musar. To give them Musar. Hochanam Kedei Lir Dyson. It does not mean the children were put to death. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Even though the Pasuk may, indeed, I don't have your Pasuk, but even though the Pasuk may say Oysam, it does not mean Mamish. Look at Rashi. Rashi Taka says, Lir Dyson. Lir Dyson. What does Rashi say, Lir Dyson? Rashi says, it says Shayiru es kilkuloi viyizaru bi atzman v'lo yosifu limol bacherim. Okay, so it does mean mamish streif. Oh, the Gemara is yokasha. Oh, the vayishrifu yokasha. Okay, now you're right. The Gemara says vayishrifu oisam ba'esh. They burned them in fire. Vayiskulu oisam ba'novim. So it says they burned them in fire and they stoned them. So the Gemara says betarte. Both? Why do you have to do both? One would just one day, once they die already. Amar Avina, ha royal l'shreif l'shreif, ha royal l'skila. So what does that mean? Rashi says royal l'shreif, kesef zav. So when it says oisam, he's answering the kasha. Aysam does not mean the children. Aysam is going on the property, the animals, the property. And what does it mean? It means there are objects of property that throwing a stone is not going to make a difference. So those things were burnt in fire. And but the person, Ochon, he was killed through stoning. Okay, through skila. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Next, it says in the passage, where I saw Vashalol Aderes Shinar, I saw a cloak of Shinar. Achas, I mean, from Bavel. Achas Toivo, it was very good, it was signed, and it was valid, and I saw 200 coins of Kesef. Rav Amar, Itztala Dimelos, it was wool. It was a garment of wool. Ushul Shmuel says, Sarbola Ditzrifa, it means it was a cloak. It was a jacket.
Yeah, that's what he took.
Jacket. So what was it? Was an itzla or was it a sarbala? Two different types of garments. I guess Machal was a chassidisha or a litvisha. Chassidisha was a bekasha, and a litvak was wearing a frak and a sarbala. Machalikis was a chassidisha. No one's laughing. Vayatzikom lifnei Hashem, and they presented it.
Spread it out.
Amar Rav Nachman ba vachavatam. So he over here. Now we go into the next stuff. Is derech eretz for a person to be metiach devarim lefnei Hashem, to complain, to talk with chutzpah to the Ribbono shel Olam. So here it says that Yeshua, he did something that was chutzpedik. He went vachavatam vayatzil. The word vayatzil means he went and he beat it. He took a stick. And he threw it with chutzpah before the Ribbono shel Olam. What does it look like? Al Eil, because of these few dollars and this garment of wool, it was a kedai teharek ruba shel Sanhedrin. The majority of Sanhedrin had to be put there because of just a few dollars.
What does it mean? What does that mean?
It means because Yor ben Menashe was shakel connected ruba sel shanhen. He was equal to 36 people. It says in the post explicitly that 36 people died. Who are the 36 people who died? So it's machlekes in the Gemara. One opinion says it was mamish. 36 members of the Sanhedrin died, the greatest of Klal Yisrael. Another opinion says only one person died. He was so good. He was shakel connected 36 people. Vayaku mehem anshei ha'ai kishloishim v'shish anshei ha'ai. Now this all took place when they went to Ai. I was the second battle, and they killed 36 people. The time of the Rabbi saw Shloishim v'shisha mamish the machlekes. Who says this to Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Rabbi Nechemya v'chi Shloishim v'shisha hayu v'halolo nemar ella kishlo. There's a chaf hadimyoin kishloisha v'shisha ish ella ze yohir ben Menashe shashokol kneged shruba shel Sanhedrin. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Ramaitich ziv tachanunim yidabe rosh. A poor man speaks with tachanunim, with supplication. The Oshir, the rich man, Ya'ane Azos, the rich man, he talks with chutzpah, Azos. The Gemara makes a drasha. Tachanunim, Yedaber Rosh, who does this refer to? Zeh Moshe, Moshe spoke. We never have any record, anyway, in Chamishachim Shetara, where Moshe spoke to Hashem with chutzpah. Moshe always spoke to Kadosh Baruch Hu with tachanunim, with humility. The Oshir Ya'ane Azos, who does this refer to? Zeh Yehoshua. He spoke to Hashem with chutzpah. My time, Elam. What do you mean, Elam? Mishum, it says Vayatzikum lefnei Hashem, that Yehoshua, he took the money and the garment and he presented it. He spread it out before Hashem. V'yam Rav Nachman ba v'chavad lefnei Hamakayim atu Pinchas loy aved hachi. Pinchas did the same thing. Now that's not a kasha. The Gemara is going on Moshe Rabbeinu. So I don't really know the Gemara's card, but the Gemara said Pinchas, we found that Pinchas did something else. So why are we highlighting Yehoshua? He was not the only one that did something like this. Pinchas did the same thing. The Gemara once said that since the other people did this, it must be the Pinchas, that he's not so bad. Dichsev it says, Vayamot Pinchas Vayifalel. And he prayed, Vateotzar Hamagefa. Vimer Lazar, how come it says Vayifalel? How do we describe prayer? Tefillah. It should say Vayispalel. Why does it say Vayivipalel? Vayispalel lo nemer ella vayipalel, to teach you that when he davened, when he spoke to Hashem, he spoke with chutzpah. Malameit she'asa pililois im kainah, he made arguments like Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba vachavat lefnei Hamakom. He took Cosby and what was her name? The princess. What was her name? I don't remember her name.
Cosby.
And who was the nasi? The nasi was who was the man? Who was the nasi? The nasi from Shea, which Shea was that? Whatever he was, he took Cosby, and Bov v'chavatam l'fnei Hamakom, he took their dead bodies, and he threw them down before Hashem, and he said, "Ribbono Shelolam," because of these
Zimring.
Zimri, which tribe was he? Zimri.
It was from Reuben.
Which tribe, Reuben? Which tribe?
I think it was Reuben.
Reuben, wherever tribe it was, Zimri and Cosby, he took their dead bodies and he threw them down before Hashem, and he said, "Ribbono Shelolam," because of these two people, 24,000 tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael had to die. It's not fair. Zelo fair. So this was an act of chutzpah.
Shevet
Shimon. Zimri ben Kalul, Shevet Shimon, the Nasi of Shimon. So, and Cosby was the daughter of Midian, right? He was the daughter of Midian. And so he took these to their dead bodies, he threw them down for Hashem, and Hashem said, because of these two Rishayim, 24,000 people in Klal Yisrael had to die. So what do we see? We see that Pinchas acted exactly the way Yehoshua acted. So why then does the Gemara single out Yehoshua as being the Oshir Ya'ane Azois, when he's not the only one? There's other people who behaved in the same fashion, and Chazal never criticized him. So obviously there's a time when a person is allowed to do this, and that's why it says by Pinchas Vayifalel, and does not say Vayispalel.
What qualifies that as being chutzpah? He's making these arguments like Avraham Avinu by Stein.
Stum, Avraham spoke with Derech Eretz. You don't find Avraham saying chutzpah. Avraham says,
taking
an object and throwing it down and say, because of them, you did this, Hashem. That's not the way you speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, that's not Derech Eretz. The Gemara is teaching on the Yinui Yisrael how you mispah to Kadosh Baruch Hu with Derech Eretz. You can't make demands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to have Derech Eretz. Why are you laughing at me?
Not laughing.
Right. Because you know that I'm all, you know that you're, he knows things, Arya, okay, he knows where all the skeletons are.
Cool.
He knows where they all are.
Want to hear about your
We have to find another flaw. The Gemara is a very strange word. The Gemara is searching to find the flaw in Yehoshua. Why did you bring the Jewish people over the Yarden? It would have been better that we should have remained in the desert. It was not Kedai to come to Eretz Yisrael to see the death of Yoab ben Menashe. It would have been better to remain on the other side of the Yarden. Moshe, that's not a kasha, that's not a chutzpah, because Moshe himself says something very similar. Moshe nami meimer omar, lama har yosu lama zeh. Why have you acted evil? It would have been better to stay in Egypt. Why you take us out of Yisrael? If you want to go and do this and go and kill everyone here in the Midbar, because of the Chedor Egel, the Meraglim, we should stay in the days of Eretz in Mitzrayim. So therefore, that's also not problematic. If only it would be, that's really too much. These two words are off the charts. If only it could have been. It's one thing to say, Hashem, why? Lama hevarta. Why did you take us over the Yarden to witness such a tragedy, the death of Yoab ben Menashe? It would have been better to remain on the other side of the Yarden. Okay, you're not... Your choice, you can express an idea in many ways. If you're held accountable for the language you choose. If you choose the words Veluha Alnu, those are words which are over the top. Those are words which have too much of a connotation of chutzpah before the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Yehoshua is unique. It is only he who lost his cool and expressed the complaint with such extreme words, not Moshe, not Pinchas, went to such a degree to use such language, such vocabulary. Vayit in the Gemara, Vayoyimer el Yehoshua, Kumloch, Hashem says, Yehoshua, why are you lying down on the ground? Get up, Kumloch. Dora, Ashra Bishilo, Omar Lech, Lishmachu Lishahu, Shalacha Koshim, Shalahem. Ani Amarti, your words, your sin is worse than them. What do you mean? Ani Amarti, Vahoyo, Abraham Sayadin Tokimu. In other words, I told you that Hashem is something, a complaint, that I told Moshe that when you come into the yard, then you shall immediately set up stones. You shall set up stones and hieroglyphs to record the event of coming into Eretz Yisrael. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Kumloch, mishlochem miyotcha ha'isal lezois lochem." Kumloch means your fault. That it's not only because of Achan. Okay, Rashi, the Gemara is telling us a very big chiddush. The reason why Klal Yisrael is being punished with the death of Achan, with the death of Yoab ben Menashe, it's not only because of the chait of Achan. You, Yehoshua, have also committed a sin. What is the sin? Because I told you that when you cross over the Yarden, you should immediately erect stones, a mezuzah, a big mezuzah on Eretz Yisrael, and you shall cover with sid, Siddur Samach Yudali, which can be replaced with Shin Yudali, like Shakai, the same letters, like the mezuzah, the stones upon which all of the brachos and the klolos of Parshas Nitzavim, the Arurim are etched on these stones when you come into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you were supposed to put up these stones when you come into Eretz Yisrael immediately, but you delayed. You did not put up the stones until you reached Har Gerizim and Har Ebal, which was 60 mil from your entry point from Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Hashem over here is telling Yeshua Mordechai Musar is that you also contributed towards the tragedy because you failed to fulfill the mitzvah that you were told to do by putting up the stones as a sign, as a remembrance, when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Rashi, look at Rashi, one more time, Kumlach, Mishalachom Yadcha, Chayisad, Lzoslachem, Mashach, Bitshilachom, Nenshot, Shloi, Kiyamto, Estivarai, you did not feel my words, look at the next words of Rashi, Rechaktem, Shishamil, you delayed 60 mil, Har, Grizim, Vahar, Evol, Rechaykem, Shishamil, Min, Hayardain, Bemesech, the Saita, Visham, Hekimu, Esho, Avonim, and you were supposed to put up these stones immediately when you come into Eretzal, so a mil is about 3/4 mile, so 60 mil is about 40 miles, 40 miles is a very long distance. So you should have put the stones immediately and you delayed 40 miles. Memelu, that is why this tragedy happened. The first line, the stones after he left, after Rabbi Shila, he made this drasha, so he left. So now came along a new Amira, and he said a new drasha. He appointed a loudspeaker, an interpreter to teach a halacha. V'darash kasher siva Hashem es Moshe avdoi kain ti Moshe es Yoshua kain also Yoshua v'heisei davim mikol asher siva Hashem es Moshe. He did everything that he was supposed to do. So in other words, this Amoira disagrees with Rabbi Shila. How could you be Moitzi Laz on Yoshua and say that he did not fulfill Hashem's directive? He did every, the Pasuk attest to the fact that Yoshua did every single thing that he was supposed to do. Im keima tamam kum loch. Oh, but the Pasuk says Hashem is telling Yoshua, get up. Loch, that what you have done is also caused harm to Klal Yisrael. Amalei ata garam to lohem. So it means you caused them. The Hainu the Amalei Bo'ai V'yosisol, you're the one who caused this to happen. In other words, Bittul Torah. It's not because you fulfilled in the commandments of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's because when you were waiting to do battle, this is the very famous Gemara of Atabas, this is the famous Gemara, is that when you were waiting to do battle, you did battle early in the morning, and at night, you could have learned Torah. But instead of learning Torah, you were preparing for the war. So therefore, in the chait of Avoyim, Bittul Torah is what contributed to Achan taking from the spoils and him dying.
Behind
the
Amalei,
it doesn't matter. But they had an opportunity to learn Torah. Behind the Amalei, ba'ay v'asitzu la'ay l'malka, shasitzu li'richu l'malka. You shall do. That's why it says. So Rashi over here says, look at Rashi. Rashi over here says, atu gramz lochem shloi hoyu lochol lesalem bizas li'richu. Oh no, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I jumped the gun. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. You too machmir. You should not. That Hashem is telling Yoshua, who told you to make a gzerah that you're not going to be nene from the biza of Yerichai? That wasn't Hashem's instructions. The one that taught them that they're not allowed to be nene from the biza of Yerichai was who? It was Moshe, Yoshua. It was Yoshua's innovation. So Hashem says to Yoshua, you went too far. I'll do this again tomorrow. Yeah.